broke them up. For someone so driven, he was remarkably self-controlled, a natural team leader even when he was the youngest on the squad, which he often was. At the entry points to junior high, then high school, then college ball, he inevitably found himself the youngest and smallest player on the field, yet his teammates listened when he spoke. All this, and he got A's and B's at school. This Jeremy Williams kid, he was one to watch, and by eighth grade, one set of eyes in particular was doing just that. Junior High Confidential. There he was again, the boy in the baseball jacket. This made three classes, Jim, social studies, and her favorite class of all, science. Jennifer Bowles, eighth grader, officially had a thing for Jeremy Williams. It was the classic schoolgirl crush. Jennifer kept a journal, and once she found out his name, it was splashed across many a page. Jeremy plus Jennifer. She was certain she had found the man God had reserved just for her. It was great to be in eighth grade and in love. The only way it could be better would be if Jeremy Williams figured out that she existed. Day after day went by, and there was no eye contact between them. There was no conversation. She might look up and find him behind her at the water fountain. Other times, he would brush by her on the way to his seat. "Say something, Jennifer. Let him know you're alive." It wasn't happening. Once she was sitting on the bleachers during gym class, and some girl sat next to her. Then Jeremy sat down on the girl's other side. After a few moments, the girl got up and left, and it was just Jeremy and Jennifer. But she still couldn't say anything. It was as if God was throwing her fastballs, setting her up good, and she couldn't get the bat off her shoulder. Her tongue froze every time. The words were locked within her soul. Every encounter turned Jennifer's resolve into gelatin. After a while, she resigned herself to loving her man forever, adoring him right to the grave, without actually ever meeting him. Every day, Jennifer would hurry onto the school bus so she could get a window seat on the right side. There she could press her nose up against the glass, scan the lines of backpack-laden students who were walking home, and pick out the dark-haired boy in the baseball jacket. He always wore that jacket and walked with a group of kids from his neighborhood. She knew he must live nearby. At one point, word got out that Jeremy had mono. For several weeks, his desk was empty, and it didn't matter where she sat on the bus. The boy in the jacket was off the map. If only she had the courage to send him a get-well card, or just find out when he would be better. Then he not only returned, but a miracle occurred. He spoke to her. She regarded that as one of the most dramatic moments in her 13 years of life. "Can I borrow your whiteout?" The words just came out of the blue as they said.